And at a time when anyone can snap a picture on a smartphone, some people are getting their pictures taken the old-fashioned way. Every Friday night for the past decade, the group The Pretentious Artists of Cleveland take paint, pencil, and pastel in hand to create hundreds of portraits of northeastern Ohioans and visitors to the city. From WCPN Idea Stream, David C. Barnett takes us to one of these public portrait sessions.
In a side room at the Forest City Brewery on Cleveland's west side, Dana Smith has her eyes locked straight ahead. She sits motionless except for the occasional blink. She's held this pose for about a half hour as 22 people paint her picture.
You know, you think that maybe sitting there and having everyone stare at you would be kind of overwhelming, but it's not really. It kind of becomes like this weird, almost spiritual experience where you're just sitting there and zoned out watching everyone draw you.
Smith is among hundreds of Clevelanders who have given up their Friday evenings to pose for a portrait by the Pretentious Artists of Cleveland. That name is a goof on the stereotype of artists being aesthetic snobs, but there doesn't seem to be much pretension among this friendly group. Anyone is welcome to bring their art supplies and join these informal gatherings. The pretentious artists are a mix of amateurs and professionals, sipping beers and soft drinks as they paint. Nancy Lick is an art teacher.
Well, you kind of have to get used to, I think, not judging yourself in competition with other people. And you just kind of have to forget that other people are around.
We started sometime around 2005.
Tim Heron and a buddy were looking for a way to hone their painting skills using live models. A bowl of fruit is fine, but there's nothing like the challenge of trying to capture the essence of a real person. There are several drawing groups around town that hire models to pose, but that's not in the budget of most artists on a weekly basis.
All our models come from the public. You know, that's why we get a new face each day and we got an unlimited stable of people. When you draw in the drawing groups, I pay $10, $15 to draw the model.
But in this case, the models get paid in paintings. They're given all the portraits once Tim Heron photographs them and puts them up on Facebook. Heron says some of the artists weren't too thrilled with that formula.
Because a lot of times artists are asked to give art away, and that could be draining. At the same time, you know, the art does get published, they see it, and they have a new model each week. They don't pay anything. So it's just like exercise.
Anne Lyon is working with colored pencils tonight. She says these weekly sessions give her a chance to experiment.
I have done regular drawing. I have tried some charcoal. I tried a watercolor. And I wasn't afraid to do it here because if she doesn't like it, she can throw it in the trash instead of me throwing it in the trash. So it doesn't matter.
Howard Collier's skills can clearly be seen in his charcoal rendering of Dana Smith. But he says even a seasoned artist has more to learn.
Well, for me, you know, just every week just trying to, you know, get better at this, just the art of portraiture, I think.
Dana Smith's two sisters have both had their portraits done in recent years, and the family is trying to figure out a way to display all those pictures.
We're turning a wall into a shrine, actually, and it's all my sisters, so it's like I need to get up there, too.
If you want to get some personal portraits up on your wall, you'll have to get on the waiting list. The next available opening is in November. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.